Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhawk, and guess what? It's that 1 hour of radio that you have been longing for all day. Believe me, I long for it every single day, too. It's going to be an exciting show. I have John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty, on the line with us, and we're going to be talking about real estate. We have four big things that kind of came to mind. He and I were doing a little bit of brainstorming before the show and a couple days ago, and we're like, you know what? We're talking to a lot of investors, and these investors are now starting to look at out-of-state investment options, whether it's a flip, whether it's a rental. And we'll be talking about the four things, or maybe more, depending on how much time we have on the show, the four things that we should know as real estate investors, that you should know as a potential real estate investor, and what to look out for. You know, there's so many things in the real estate world that need our attention on a daily basis, but let's narrow that down as much as we can so that it's not only very actionable, but you can take it home and use it right now in your real estate investing business. So let's go ahead and bring John on the air. John, you with me?
Hey, Avi, I'm right here. You bet.
Awesome. Super excited. Love the energy that you bring to the show. It's so much fun for me to interview you and just kind of go back and forth about some of these ideas. First question, you already know the question. You can be as dramatic as you want. Are you John Wiley in a real estate of mind?
I am in a real estate of mind. Yes, sir.
I love it. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for Think.
Well, I have the honor of being the brand ambassador for Think Realty. And really, I was asked to serve in this role because first and foremost, I am an investor. I do buy and hold. I do flipping. I do largely in the Midwest because that's where I live. And I have the privilege of traveling around the nation, speaking on behalf of Think Realty to groups all over the United States. I love real estate. I love helping people get into real estate. I love mentoring people. And so that's what I get to do for Think Realty. We've got that monthly magazine that goes out. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Of course, we've got this radio show. All the things that we do at Think Realty to add value to people's lives when it comes to building wealth through real estate. That's what I do.
Building wealth through real estate. I like it. I mean, I think it's one of the very few asset classes that allows us to not only leverage our capital, but also create a business and passive income. And that's what I love about it the most. You know, we can flip all that we want. We can take our flipping profits and move it into rentals. And if we don't pay attention to just a couple of key things, though, that can be somewhat disastrous for us. So let's start talking about some of these four things. I know there are so many more things than just your top four or five, but I wanted to pick the top four or five things that we should know and look out for. And I think the first one is having an independent set of eyes for deals and ears on the ground. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so because I travel so much, speaking to groups, primarily when I get into states like California or over on the East Coast, where Phoenix, Atlanta, places where the market is heated up and maybe oversold or getting starting to become oversold, where it's hard to find deals. So people are anxious to get in, but they're now looking to need to go to other markets where there's more opportunities. And so I get a lot of questions from people about how do I invest out of state away from where I am? And so I've got experience with that and mentored people on how to do that. So number one, you already hit it. If you don't have an independent set of eyes and ears on the ground in the city that you're thinking about, don't invest until you have that key team player in place. If you call a real estate agent or a broker and think that they they're your frontline person as independent eyes and ears, you're sadly mistaken. They've got a stake in selling you the property. You need an independent person who can tell you about neighborhoods and cities, somebody who's going to be with you after the deal is done.
So how do I find these people? Because sometimes that can be really intimidating, right? Like, I want to get in touch with John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. He's doing deals and he's a mentor. I mean, you know, like, I might feel as a new investor or somebody that is a seasoned business professional but wants to jump into the real estate world, I might find that being a little intimidating.
Well, there's a couple of ways to do it. So I think of one of your guests, for example, you had on a few weeks ago, a few episodes back, with Stephanie Singer, for example, at This REI. She provides that exact kind of service to people who want to invest in Kansas City. There's people like her that do that. They provide what she calls guided investing, where she'll guide people. She's not making a commission on the deals that are there. If you don't have access to somebody like Stephanie, there's another way you can do it. I would get a hold of meetup groups in the area where you're wanting to invest, local real estate meetup groups. Call the organizer of that group or email them and say, hey, I'm an out-of-state investor. I'm wanting to get in. I'm looking for somebody who can guide me. Raise your hand to local people that are doing these free meetups and these real estate investment clubs. They can be a source to get you connected to the right people.
What's a good thing to say to them? Like, do I approach them and say, hey, my name is Abhi, and I'm interested in getting involved, and I don't really know where to start? Do I suggest, or would you suggest starting off with something a little bit more confident, or just, like, genuinely being me? What do you think?
Well, it's always beneficial to be yourself and be transparent, right? So I've learned, you know, For many, many years, this is a kind of a segue over, but not really. I was a pastor of a church, of various churches, for about 30 years. And I noticed something about church. All the big ones wished they were small again, and all the small ones wished that they were the big. So when you walk around acting as if you're something that you're not being genuine. So if you're just starting out and need help, say so. Or if you're a savvy investor, been in doing it for a while, say so. But just get a hold of the people that are in these cities. Be honest about where you're at. Be genuine. People love to help. One thing I love about Think Realty is and just the real estate investing community, we are a people of helping each other. And so if you raise your hand, there's people who are willing to help.
And that's what I love about this community in general. Right, like Think Realty gives me that ability to give back to the real estate community that's given so much to me, and that's what's so much fun with the daily radio show, and then of course writing for Think Realty magazine, which you can pick up at Barnes and Noble. See what I did there? Super awesome plug for Think Realty magazine. But I would say absolutely raise your hand. You know, like if you're not raising your hand, if you're not being that just a little bit vulnerable, then you might be missing out. Consider this. You just might be missing out on the greatest business partnership, the greatest mentorship, the greatest deal that you could find right now. And your future self, John, you taught me this, right? Your future self is going to kick your present self in the posterior, wishing that you took a little bit more action.
Yeah, I'm always willing to help people to connect. So if people want to reach me directly, Abhi, and I'll connect them to a local person in a city they're interested in, I'll do my very best to get them connected, and I'll do it for free just because I love helping people. So if they will just text the word UPLIFT to 44222, and that'll get you my calendar. Schedule a call with me, and I'll help anybody out there who's wanting to get connected with a group in another city.
That's really cool. And what's that number one more time?
So, Phil, just text. The number is 44222, and then text the word UPLIFT, UPLIFT, to 44222. I'll be glad to help them.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation. When we come back, there's one thing. There's one thing you need to know to help you scale your single family rental portfolio. And John and I cannot wait to tell you what that is and start talking a little bit about that. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Get in touch with John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. And you know what? Read the magazine. Pick it up at Barnes & Noble. Flip through the pages. Understand it. Let it soak in. And just let your master investor come out of you. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Visit thinkrealty.com to register for this two-day, power-packed event to make deals, network, and learn from some of the biggest names in real estate today, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com to become a free Think Realty member and get discounted early bird tickets to this Atlanta event and more. That's thinkrealty.com.
Hi. Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi. My guest today is John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about why having an independent set of eyes and ears on the ground is really important. And that's especially true for out-of-state investors. Say you're in California, say you're in New York, Seattle, some of the more expensive cities, and it, you know, quite frankly, it costs you $1 million to buy 200 square feet of anything in these cities, and you now have to explore some additional markets outside of your market, outside of your state potentially to invest in. You need ears on the ground. And you need a mentor. You need boots on ground to help you out. If you don't have these folks, if you don't have this team, then you know what? It's just not going to work, and you can definitely expect your ROI to go down the tubes. You don't want your return on investment to go down the tubes. You want to build a real estate business that will feed you for a lifetime. Also, before the break, we teased a little bit about this concept of scaling your business and how property management is such a key for that. And John, I know you have a couple of thoughts about property management, so take the mic and tell me what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to investing out of state, away from where you live, as you've already said, you've got to have the independent eyes and ears providing that service. And then you still need it after the deal. You need an independent set of eyes and ears holding your property manager accountable. Yes, property managers need to be held accountable. And I always recommend, if you're going to be in a city, let's say you invest in this case, like I'm from Kansas City. So let's just talk about that. If you're going to invest in Kansas City and you're going to have two properties, I believe you should have two property managers. If you have four properties, split them up between the two different property managers, two and two. Here's the reason why. Property managers can begin to fall down on the job, not take care of your account as appropriately as they should. Your independent person who's kind of guiding you and coaching you can keep an eye on that property manager. And here's why you need to have two of them. If one of them starts to falter, you need a second one to already move your properties over to already in place where you already have an agreement signed and properties are already on their books, and you just move the other properties over, and then you go interview another backup property manager. It's key. It's critical. If your property manager goes sideways on you and you can't collect the rents and you're out of state, that's going to put a hurt on your cash flow.
So help me understand how you find a backup property management company, and then how do you kind of get them into the fold with what you're doing? Do you start exposing them to, expose is a good word. Do you start exposing them to some of your processes or some of the processes of the property management company you're currently working with just in case?
Yeah. So I'm very transparent with my property manager. I will tell them straight up, hey, you're not the only player in my portfolio. Your competitor, and I'll name them right over here, also manages properties. And I tell both of them the same thing. There's nothing so healthy for our economy like competition, right? Keeps prices down and service high. So both property managers know that they've got competition. And if you don't take care of my portfolio, I'm moving. And so that's how I definitely tell them about it. And how do you find them? Well, you either interview them yourself, or you get somebody on the ground local who's kind of being your guide or coach to mentor them and make the recommendation for you.
Interesting. So you're okay with telling your property management company, hey, you know what? There's definitely competition here. You need to make sure you're up to snuff. Otherwise, I need to do what's right for the property, what's right for the tenant, what's right for my portfolio. I really like that. I really like that level of transparency and just kind of putting it out there, because everybody does need to be put on notice, especially as you're scaling that portfolio.
Yep. Property managers, there's some great ones out there, really, really good ones. And I've started great relationships with property managers, but sometimes human nature is they begin to take you for granted a little bit. And I've noticed that all of a sudden my repair costs are going astronomically high, or they're just not caring for my property and my tenants like they used to. And so it's just one phone call to say, I'm switching. So the threat of knowing that that could happen seems to keep people more accountable. And let's face it, we worked really hard to vet these properties. We want them properly managed, and we don't want interruption to our cash flow, and we want happy tenants.
I do like this concept of other people's money, other people's time, right? And just being able to leverage other people's time. In this case, we're leveraging the property manager's time, but if they're not doing a good job and we have, say, 15 or 20 or 30 properties, we absolutely not only do we need backups, but we need to make sure that we have a very clear understanding of the operations of this management firm. Otherwise, we're kind of getting a crap out of luck here. Now, as you know, Kevin Ordner, he's the CEO of Renters Warehouse. He's also a Think Realty coach, and he and his company at Renters Warehouse, they manage 22,000 doors nationwide. So shout out to them for doing an awesome job so far. And even he outlines, if you're going to do it yourself, make sure that you understand the processes of the property management company that you've hired. If you don't understand that, or if they can't provide the necessary licenses, or if they can't provide other investors that they're managing properties for you to talk to vet, you know what? That becomes an issue. So let's kind of maybe transition the conversation to not buying based only on the property, but also looking at other indicators. As real estate investors, we need to make sure that we have a very specific mindset when it comes to that. What do you think?
So the third thing I would tell people is that when you're going to invest out of state, don't make your decision on the property first. So it's easy to get to fall in love with a property because it's a good deal, and everybody wants a good deal, right? So I'm not putting the importance of a good deal on the back burner, but what's more important is not the property when you're first looking. What's most important is, what are the market conditions in the city that you're looking at? And what you need, or you need good reports to understand the city you don't live in. So what you need to know is, you need to know, are there jobs? Is there job growth happening in that city? So Think Realty has some great resources available for free on our website. If you go to Think Realty, become a free member of our platform, you can get the market updates on a few select cities, and we're always adding more employment data, medium housing pricing, average rents. So wherever you're going, first pick on the economics, because when there's job growth, that means there's a demand for housing. When there's a demand for housing, rental rates are stable and going up. Then once you've picked the city you want to be in, then go find the property and look for a good deal.
I love that. Right, like if we don't understand the economics of an area, then does the location even matter? Absolutely not. Right, like if jobs aren't going to a specific city, then why would I be looking for property in the city to begin with? Or let's say in the case of Detroit for the last many years, until very recently, it's been chaos. So why would I buy in Detroit if I knew the economics of Detroit were just terrible? I wouldn't. But a lot of investors make that mistake. So like John is saying, check out the Think Realty market updates for the select market that we're analyzing, and use those resources, use that analysis to your benefit. We've got to go to break. John, one pro tip for all new real estate investors that they need to hear so they can benefit in their own real estate business.
Get started, right? The pro tip is, stop studying, get started. And if you don't have enough money to get started on your own, do a joint venture with somebody. But the best way to learn real estate is get started.
Getting started. Got to do that. If you don't take the action, you know what? Nothing happens. It's kind of like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but ultimately gets you nowhere. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with John Wiley. John, what's the best way to get in touch with you again?
Well, they can text the word UPLIFT to 44222.
Awesome. UPLIFT to 44222. Got questions for me? Head over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And don't go anywhere. John and I are coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real Estate Investing Made Easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. My guest is John Wiley, brand ambassador for Think Realty. And we've been having an awesome conversation so far. We've talked about what's important. What are some of the things that you need to know as a real estate investor? One, you need to have an independent set of eyes. You need to have boots on ground in any market before you invest. Otherwise, I like using this metaphor a lot, and I think I've used it a lot. I'm going to keep beating a dead horse with it. But it's like buying a car that's not local to you without running a Carfax and without a test drive. Like, you don't do that. That's just bad news, bad idea. You need to look at your car. So you need to fly to the car, test drive it, see if you like it, and go from there. Number two, if you have more than one rental property, not only do you need property management, but you know what? You need a backup property manager just in case that first runner-up, that first property manager does not do a good job. Number three, don't buy based on the property. You want to first understand the economics of your city, of your state, and then start making buying decisions. Case in point, Detroit. Many years ago, was it an ideal city to invest in? Absolutely not. Why? Chaos and corruption. The moment that you remove the chaos and corruption, Detroit became a much better city. Dan Gilbert pretty much kind of turned that city around. And now you have a lot more flourishing opportunities. And number four, John, what do you think?
Well, the fourth thing I would tell people who are wanting to invest out of state, away from where they live, is I'm going to make an assumption that your portfolio now is growing. In other words, you're following the first three that we've already talked about, and you keep wanting to add more cash flow. Spread yourself around. Don't invest all of your assets in one city, one municipality. Spread your homes out by three or four homes in three or four different cities, but be intentional to do that, because economics happen that don't always play well in every city. So, for example, you may have a city council where you're currently invested that starts getting aggressive or adversarial with landlords, and then all of a sudden doing business in that city becomes difficult. Or you may have an employment economic turndown in that city. So out of the four that you're invested in, one of them's having a rough time, the other three are holding you up. It's the same concept as mutual funds in the stock market. Now you're taking that, you're spreading your risk out to multiple locations across the United States.
Genius. But I mean, it seems like it's so easy to do, but sometimes it's not, but it's the right decision and it's the right move. You know, I keep picking on California, and I'm going to keep picking on California, probably also start picking on New York and the state of Washington, more specifically the city of Seattle a little bit. But these are some of the most expensive cities to invest in. You're not going to get the return for dollar that you want unless you're looking for a 40-year play. So if you're looking for a better return on dollar, a better cash-on-cash return, you have to start taking a look at some markets outside of these cities. I know, John, you invest in Kansas City. Are there any other cities and states that you like?
Well, there are. Cleveland is good. Anything in the Midwest is great. But I understand it, right? But I don't do either of the coasts on the east or the west. Now, if I lived on the east or the west coast and I understood those neighborhoods, I would invest there. But I trust my own eyes and ears. But I love the Midwest. I love the middle of the country, Oklahoma. City is great. Tulsa is great. Indianapolis, all of those Midwestern cities are great opportunities right now.
I'm a huge fan of the Midwest. I was born and raised in Michigan. I love the Midwest. It just makes sense to me. Even if you take a look at like Battle Creek, for example, what they're doing with the Medical Mile over there, like finding some of these areas, understanding like what we're saying about the economics, the second thing that we're talking about, I'm sorry, no, the third thing that we're talking about, the economics of the location, really, really important as to why are they really growing, right? And if they're growing so rapidly, is that sustainable? These types of things are very, very important. Let's talk a little bit about some of the resources that Think Realty offers that you like the most and that you've been able to leverage in your own real estate investing portfolio.
Oh, absolutely. So I love two things about Think Realty is all of the education at thinkrealty.com. As a free member, you can sign up for free and get an account. You get your own portal. And all of this education, Abhi, you've got some great videos. You mentioned Greg Rand is on there. I think you mentioned him in this show. Who did you mention? You mentioned one of our coaches.
Kevin Ortner.
Kevin Ortner.
Yeah.
Kevin's got some great, great videos on there. So I love the education that's there. And then if you become an investor-level member, it gives you even more of those resources. And I love those videos. I love that Think Realty gives those resources away. And then also, and when I use my free membership at Think Realty, I get all of those bonus savings by going to national suppliers, like up to 40% off at Sherwin-Williams and Office Depot and all of the other discounts that are available that are there for investors at thinkrealty.com.
I think that's a really big benefit for real estate investors across the country. Not only do we have the radio show, but we also have all just an incredible lineup of coaches. Like, I love Sonia, for example. Her information is great. Pam Goodwin, Linda Liberatore, Kevin Ortner, and shamelessly me, of course. But like, I feel that if we're going to jump into the game, right, you're thinking, you're listening to the show and you're thinking, well, okay, you know what? I need more resources and I need a little bit of help. You want to go to a place where not only is it safe, but there's open, transparent communication of where the market is. And just about the things that we just finished talking about, right? The first, if you don't have an independent set of eyes, don't invest. There will be so many wholesalers pushing you, agents pushing you to spend your money in areas that you probably shouldn't because you don't know enough about. If you find yourself in that situation, John, what do you do?
Don't invest. I think one of the ways to help yourself is, and this is a great exercise, know the properties that you're looking for. So in other words, we already said, know what you're looking for in a city. What are the key criteria in a city? You're looking for job growth. So does this city have job growth? Yes or no? If it does, keep looking. Then when you're looking for property, know what you're looking for. Are you looking for $130,000 homes? Are you looking for $250,000 homes? You know, am I looking for $50,000 homes? Know what you're looking for, know the neighborhoods and why, and just say no to everything else that doesn't fit your predetermined criteria. Because, Abhi, you're right. There's wholesalers and real estate agents and property managers who want to sell you a property whether it fits your criteria or not. So you need to know your criteria and stick to it.
One of the other things that I love about the Think Realty platform as well is we have this awesome thing called a forum. And so even if you're being pitched a deal or sold a deal, ask a question on the forum. Go to thinkrealty.com, log in, get your free membership, and then ask a question. And one of the coaches or one of the other folks on the platform will answer it for you. And now you're getting advice from awesome people that have experience in this specific niche. And starting that conversation, coming out to some of these events that we have. The next one, actually, I don't know when the next one is. I have a brain fart for some reason, but we have
Atlanta.
Atlanta, that's right. We have many of them throughout the country every single year. So make sure you go to thinkrealty.com and kind of check it out. John, we're about to end this segment. Do you have any last words of advice for some of those experienced real estate investors out there that, we've been around the block a couple of times, we've done those flips, we've done the rentals. What should I keep in mind?
Well, keep in mind that what brought you to the table originally is what's going to keep you at the table. So in other words, you got into this investment for a personal reason. It's easy to lose sight of that once you get deeper into being a real estate investor. Sometimes I have to remind myself, why did I get into this in the first place? Because it's easy to get caught up sometimes in all of the drama that comes along.
That's right. John, thank you very much for the advice, the information, and jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Think Realty Nation, that's John Wiley. Actually, John, what's the best way to get in touch with you? Got to text UPLIFT to 44222. That's right. UPLIFT.
Yes, sir.
Text the word UPLIFT to 44222. Get in touch with John, and he'll connect you with who you need to talk to around the country. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. And don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Grand is coming right up. Stand by for me.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Homeinvest, smart real estate investing.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. Direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with RecovCo Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. RecovCo can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovCoDirect.com. That's RecovCoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Graham. Think Realty Nation, what's up? We're back. It's the Power Play, one of my favorite segments of all time on Think Realty Radio with my good buddy, Greg Rand. Greg, welcome to the show.
What do you mean one of your favorite segments?
I mean, I have a lot of people that I really enjoy doing this with. You happen to be one of them.
Okay, so we have to be kind to them. I get it. Okay,
absolutely.
So one of, wink, wink, one of your favorite. Gotcha.
Hey, right. Yeah, I'm a people pleaser. All right. So over the last maybe week or two, you and I have been reaching out to our following on social media, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and saying, hey, we love answering questions. Right, we love answering your questions, so send us all of your real estate questions. And it's been an awesome response from everybody so far. And I know you have an email, you have, I think, a Facebook thread that you were going back and forth on with a gentleman by the name of Nate from Davenport, Iowa. And right. He wants to invest in real estate. Tell me about that email thread, that Facebook thread. I keep calling it an email thread. It's not an email thread. Tell me a little bit about how that Facebook thread went.
Yeah, that's very 2004 of you, Abby, to be talking about email threads. I mean, you know what? Catch up with the rest of us.
Trying to do my best here, man.
yeah, it was great. It was a great thing. Well, I'm really happy we're doing it, and I'm glad you brought it up because we'd like to see everybody who's listening who has questions to go on to thinkrealtyradio.com. There's a form there. You can go to the Own America Facebook page. There's any number of ways to get something out to us. You can email me at greg@ownamerica.com, and we get a conversation going. And here, Nate was interesting because he just said, I live in Davenport, Iowa. And I know some of the listeners are thinking, where's Davenport, Iowa? Like, it looks flat. It's cornfields. And they click into this stereotypical view. Right. By the way, I've been there, and it's cornfields, no doubt.
It's totally cornfields in the part of the state that says we got dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's heartland, though, man.
I know.
And we'll talk about that. But he said that Davenport, Iowa, but his attitude was, you know, should I invest here because I live here, I grew up here, I know here? Or should I go someplace else? And it was almost like, you know, is Davenport a cool enough place to be investing? Is the opportunity really here? And so great question. And we're going to dig into it. But the first question I replied back to him was, okay, great. What do you do? Like, I'm not going to diagnose your situation without understanding you. And that's the way everybody should be thinking, right? This is all about what's the right strategy for me? What's the, you know, strategy is a very personal thing when this is your business, right? And so what he does is he manages a restaurant. He's not an owner. It's a chain restaurant. So I don't know what it was, but think Chili's or TGI Fridays or something like that. He's a manager there. He says he does a good job. He gets some bonus. He has a decent salary, and he's been able to save money, but he's got no ownership. And there's that word, right? My company's called Own America because the idea of this being an ownership society, real estate, businesses, own what you can. He or she who dies with the most America wins, right? So accumulate what you can. And we love a real estate portfolio as a business that can start as a side hack. In the case of Nate, it's his side hack, right? It's his, I work in the restaurant, I run the restaurant, I got to be thinking about that every day. But when I have my downtime, I research. When I have my downtime, I scrape together and I grind to come up with my funding myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come up with my money for my down payments to acquire these properties. And he's at a place right now where he's got enough money to make his first purchase. He's thinking about where. And I loved his answer. He is building a side business that he hopes someday will allow him to buy his own restaurant, okay, because he's in that business, or just quit the restaurant business altogether. I can picture being a manager of Chili's not being the most fulfilling thing in the world long term. So here's a guy who is saying, let me do what I have to do for myself and my family. And I asked him about that. I said, you know, you have kids. What's the story? And he doesn't have kids yet. He's planning to have a family. He just got married. So like, perfect.
Hey,
right? So
yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. So he's thinking long term. Like when you get married, it's funny, you know, you're married or single. I forget, Abby.
I'm married.
You're married. Okay. Yep, so you remember your bachelor party. What do all the married guys say at the bachelor party? That you can share on the air. What do they say?
Oh man, I don't think I'm allowed to share anything that happened that night
well,
on the air.
I'm keeping it clean. This is terrestrial radio. You gotta keep it clean. What they told me was they all think it's really funny to say run away.
Right.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Right. Meanwhile, these guys are married for a long time, and yet they're telling me don't do it. Ha ha. Really funny. But
right. It
causes you all of that whole inflection point in your life that causes you to think long term. Which is the right mindset. If you can link your real estate strategy to long-term things, having a family, raising kids is a lifetime thing, right? They're like under your roof for 20 years. And so everything is decades long. Everything is generational. Anytime you can link what you're doing to that, it creates a sense of patience. Like, you know, when the media scares everybody and lights everybody's hair on fire and says the market's going to collapse, you say, it doesn't matter to me what the market does in the next 10 years because I'm in this for 50, right? So I know stuff's going to happen in between. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to keep chill here because I have a long-term mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Davenport. So I liked his question. One of the things about the Heartland is that the people that are there because there are cultural things about those parts of the country that have all to do with the people. I was in Minnesota recently, Minneapolis, right? Minnesota Nice. That's their slogan, Minnesota Nice, right? I live in the South now, Southern hospitality.
Yeah, that's
right. There are parts of the country that you're not part of the cool kid crowd in Iowa. Like when you visit New York, they may mock you, but mock them back because what you've got is bedrock, right? So I'm looking at the Quad Cities, okay? So Davenport, Iowa is a city in the Quad Cities, which Davenport's on the Iowa side. Right across the river is the Illinois side. And what people don't always know is that you're talking about it being a few-hour drive, like a short drive, really, from Chicago, okay? So it's right up there in the middle of the big Midwest cities. And these Quad Cities are basically four small cities, but when they come together, they come up with something. They become something pretty substantial. And the prices aren't super high, as you might expect in Davenport. And so the things that jump out at me about this market is if you go to my favorite chart, which is the annual price appreciation history, what you see is that Davenport didn't budge. It didn't budge during the housing boom. And we've talked here about the fact that the housing boom was based upon people going crazy with monopoly money from the bank in their pocket and overbidding for houses. And guess what? The coastal cities, the coastal markets went nuts with all that. And then Davenport just wasn't impressed. Didn't fall for that fad. People in Davenport bought houses they could afford. They knew what they qualified for. It didn't matter what the banker told them. They knew what they could qualify for. And you don't see any evidence of a housing boom or bust. What you see is a calm, gradual ride straight through the volatility of the stress test of that 10-year period between 2003 and 2010. All right? That's really noteworthy. Because what it says is there aren't going to be people with their hair on fire. There's not going to be a situation here where you're going to be pressured because of some kind of a collapse of the market that you're afraid is coming.
That's
you can
right.
watch CNBC. Right. You can watch CNBC, hear about the impending real estate collapse and just laugh. Because if there is one, which there won't be unless something changes, Davenport wasn't affected by the last one. Right. The one that happened 10 years ago. So it's bedrock. And you can generate a very tidy 8% return. We have a portfolio for sale right now on ownerAmerica.com of rental homes that is going to return an 8% return on your money just on the rents alone, plus what you get on appreciation. And you're going to be able to count on gradual, not sexy, unless you think getting rich over the lifetime is sexy, which actually really is. And you know, and listen, I'm talking
that's a long-term
talking
game,
to the guy
though.
Who knows sexy, right?
Hey, I'm just saying. Right.
So that's where we went with that, is that I like Davenport. He knows the market. He lives there. He can accumulate right there.
Yeah.
And don't let anybody tell you that you should be investing in Miami. Miami's great for different reasons, but if you're right there and you can really keep a close eye on the investments, you can chug along in your day job, accumulate property in your side hack, wake up one day, your kids are 15 years old going off to high school, and you can't believe how time flies, and you can't believe that you own 30 houses and most of them are paid off. That's the goal.
And you know what all of that comes down to? That comes down to one thing, and that's a long-term strategy. You can't do that if you don't have a long-term strategy. And I think facing the media, letting the media influence your investing personality and buy and acquisition patterns, not a smart idea. You need to zone all of that out and really pay attention to what matters. Your long-term mindset, buying single-family rentals, and saying, you know what? I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my family. And waking up 20 years later and having these properties paid off, fully cash flowing, yeah, that doesn't sound like such a bad day. All right, that is the Power Play for today. Greg, it's always fun chatting with you, man. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, click play on some of your favorite episodes of the show. Get in touch with me anywhere online. Same thing with Greg. And until next time, Think Realty Nation, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio,